Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We thank the choir for being with us today and for singing such an appropriate piece for times such as these. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I have heard a few vicarage and call sermons over the past 16 years. And I sensed that the preacher was not sure the faculty had done our job in preparing the preachers that were being sent out. So in 20 or 30 minutes, they were going to cram everything that you may not have learned at seminary into one pointed sermon. Although some sermons included lengthy lists of exhortations, most of them could be boiled down to one key teaching. Love people. As important, and I may say biblical, as that advice is, that is not the guidance that Jesus gave Peter in this post-Easter encounter recorded in the epilogue of John's Gospel. This Gospel serves as the very important basis for our own Good Shepherd Institute during this special week for that institute. You have in this post-Easter encounter Jesus not asking Peter three times, "Do you love people? Do you love people? Do you love people?" Rather, he repeatedly asked him an even more central and foundational question for every pastor. "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Foundational to Peter's future as an apostolic minister, even as it is foundational to your future as pastors, is his response to Jesus' question, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." We all know why, don't we, that Jesus asked this question. It's obvious. Peter denied even knowing Jesus, much less confessing him as Lord and loving him, three times the night prior to Jesus' crucifixion. Now Jesus gives Peter the opportunity to confess his love for Jesus three times. Peter gets a second chance to make things right with Jesus, at least we think. It is, however, a little more complex than that. The relationship between these two incidents is absolutely undeniable. You have the setting, there's a charcoal fire in the courtyard, and then the three denials. Here there's a charcoal fire, and then Jesus addresses Peter. But there's more here than just makes that pattern, that connection obvious. It relates to the fact that Jesus, in the farewell discourse, in his long teaching with his disciples the night before his crucifixion, he teaches his disciples about agape, that love that sacrifices all for others. Jesus is the good shepherd who knows his sheep well, including Peter, his chief under-shepherd. This incident is also closely related to the miraculous catch that immediately precedes it in our reading. Peter has not only led the disciples, the remaining disciples, back to Galilee, but he's also led them back to fishing. It seems clear that Peter and his disciples, whose vocation had been rather simple the past 3 years, following Jesus, listening to him, and then carrying out his commands, were now unsure what would come next for them. Jesus had given Peter a public absolution already the moment he walked into the upper room on Easter evening and proclaimed, "Peace, peace be with you." Yet the good shepherd knew that Peter's thrice-fold denial had shaken him to the point where he wondered whether it would mean a return to his former vocation. Jesus knew that this sin would come back to haunt Peter. It would dog him in the days and years to come. Every time the passion history would be rehearsed, it would be rehearsed again. His sin, his denial. So rather than ignore a festering wound, Jesus tore the scab out and cleaned it. Simon, son of John, do you love me? If there were any doubts about Jesus' forgiveness of Peter and his restoration to be about the apostolic mission of preaching and baptizing, they were dissolved by Jesus' three responses. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. Peter, who had returned to fishing, was put back on the path of being a fisher of men, of being an under-shepherd of the flock of God by the good shepherd himself. Jesus knew that any time Peter's threefold denial haunted him, caused him to wonder if he should be an apostle, these words of Jesus would come reverberating back in his ears, feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep, follow me. As we approach the services of next Monday and Tuesday evenings, there's a tendency to wonder if you are up to the vocation that's being served up by the Holy Spirit, given you by the chief shepherd himself. There may even be a set of past sins that haunt you and cause you to doubt your own worthiness to serve. I can assure you today that none of us is worthy. Peter was not worthy. Yet here is your thrice-fold absolution from the good shepherd who offered himself as the perfect Lamb of God, as a complete payment for all sin. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. Just as Jesus assured Peter, he assures all of you forgiven sinners who love and confess him as Lord and God that you are to be about one thing in your future. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep, follow me. When we love Jesus, we will love and care for his sheep. One follows immediately upon another. As John wrote so beautifully in his first epistle, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his son as an atoning sacrifice. Brothers, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. As Dr. Peter Scare noted on Friday, you will find ministry to be very unpredictable and challenging in the days ahead. I served 11 years in the parish, and there was never a dull moment. Much like the tragedies that have gripped our nation in the past week with the Boston Marathon bombings and the blast in the West Texas fertilizer plant, we cannot predict what lays ahead. Because of sin, though, there is a perpetual dose of hurt, perpetual dose of pain and death among the lambs and sheep that you will be called to serve as shepherd. Are you up to those challenges? For Peter, the Lord certainly warned him of the kinds of challenges that would mean even being led away and following him in crucifixion. Are you up to those challenges? When doubts come to your mind and you think your former vocation is calling you back, tune your ears to the voice of your chief shepherd, who has loved you and laid down himself for you and says very clearly about your future, feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep, follow me. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Amen.